Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Chaf Beis, mitzvah 322, as we have the second of the three mitzvahs related to Shmini Atzeres, as we close in as well, Bez Hashem, on the last couple of mitzvahs of Parshas Emor, the 63 mitzvahs in Parshas Emor. Today we talk about the Karban Musaf of Shmini Atzeres and Karban Musaf in general a little bit. Yesterday we spoke about the mitzvah of Shvisa Shmini Atzeres. Next is the Isser, but today is the mitzvah, the special Karban Musaf brought on Shmini Atzeres. Interesting title the Chinuch gives to the mitzvah, Mitzvahs Karban Musaf Biyom Shmini Shel Sukkis, Shehu Nikra Shmini Atzeres. Even in that title, we have both elements of what we discussed yesterday. How much is Shmini Atzeres its own entity, or is it connected? As we said, Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh, it's Shmini of the Atzeres of the Chag, or is it Chag Shmini Atzeres Hazeh? It's a Chag, a unique Chag. So if you look in the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, without getting into details, reference to the Karban Musaf. Torah tells us, Shivas Yamim Takribu Yishel Hashem, 7 days bring a Karban, that was the earlier Karban Musaf, Bayom, that was the Musaf of Sukkis, Bayom HaShmini Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, that's the Mitzvah Shvisa, Vehikraftem Yishel Hashem, you shall bring a fire to Hashem, a Karban of fire, Atzeres He, and that is today's Mitzvah, and then next time, Kom Lachas Avodah Lo Sa'asu. So the Torah, as we mentioned, in Parshas Emor, does not go into details. Some of the Karbanos Musaf are mentioned, but not all of them. It does not go into details here, it just says, bring it. But for the details, you have to look in Parshas Pinchas, where we have every day of Sukkis, as we mentioned, the same number of rams, the same number of sheep, but the number of cows goes down every day. The first day of Sukkis, the number of cows brought are 13. Parim b'nei bakar shlosh asar. Second day, one brings parim b'nei bakar shnei masar. 12, 13, 12, 11, 10 on 8, 7. You go all the way down. On the last day of Sukkis, b'yam ha-shvi parim shiva, you bring 7 cows. Then on Shmini Atzeres, if you would have thought it was a continuation, so then we should have 6. But Yom HaShmini, it's unique Karban. As we mentioned yesterday, Pazar Kashav, one of the elements is its uniqueness is the Karban Musaf. Yom HaShmini says, Maftir in Pinchas, Atzeres Tihiyah Lachem. It is an Atzeres for you, Kom Malachas Avodah Lo Sa'asu, all Malacha you cannot do. We mentioned yesterday the thoughts of the Kasher Le'Pridaschem of Rashi and the difficulty that Hashem has in our going away from Him. But there it is. V'grafdim Olah Yishel Reach Lichol Hashem Par Echad. One par. We have 13, 12, 11, 10 on 8, 7. One. Par Echad. Why? Because if you add up 13, 12, 11, 10 on 8, 7, you get to 70, symbolizing the 70 nations. And Par Echad symbolizes Am Yisrael. Says Rashi right there in Pinchas, Par Echad, Ayel Echad, Ayel Kineged Yisrael. His Akvu Li Ma'at Od. Stay with me a little more. V'Lashon Chiba Huzeh. And this is Lashon Chiba. Rashi there says the same thing as Rashi here. Kibbanim Aniftar Mi'aviyem, Bu'omer Lachem, Kasha Lai Pridaschem, Ikvu Od Yom Echad. And then he quotes the Medrash in the Rabbi Tanchuma, Limda Torah Deracheret, Shivishi Yishloach Sanah Yom Rishon, Machilo Petumos, Machilo Dogim. You get messages exactly what you're supposed to feed your guests. Okay, but either way, Shmini Atzeres is one par symbolizing Am Yisrael, unlike all the days of Sukkis. So that is today's mitzvah, the Karban Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, which is a set of animals, but the par element is not in numbering with the earlier days of Sukkis, reflecting its own unique Kedushas Hayom, and that is also why it gets Halal Shalem, as we mentioned from the Gemara in Arach and Daf Yud, every day with its own unique Karban has Halal Shalem. Says the Chinuch, Lahakriv Karban Musaf Yom Shmini Michag HaSukkis. The mitzvah is to bring the set of animals of the Karban Musaf on the eighth day. Vazel Musaf Shmini Atzeres. Shnei Amar Vekrafta Mishel Hashem Atzeres Hi. Ubeseder Pinchas Befarish Asob Baruch. And in Pinchas we have the details. Ubevir Amru Zechronim Avra. As we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara and the Rashi in Masechta Sukkah, what does carbon b'fnei atzmo mean? That means a separate carbon musaf, not in the following the order of the others. And that's why the mitzvah is counted separately. The Shorash of the mitzvah, as we have mentioned by all the carbonous musaf, he does not repeat himself regarding that. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the idea we left off yesterday with the Rashi of Atzeres. So, other messages of Atzeres. There is a Ramban. The Ramban right here in Emor has a very important Lashon, is quoted by many after. V'divrei Agadahim b'vayikra Rabba, first he quotes the Rashi, and that mentions the idea of Kasher Le'Pridaschem, and then he quotes, V'al derech ha'emes, al pi kabbalah, ki sheshes yamim asa Hashem etz ha'shamayim v'esa aretz. 6 days Hashem created the world. Uviyom hashvi'i hu Shabbos ve'ein lo ben zug. And the 7 day is Shabbos, and Shabbos does not have a pair. The Knesset Yisrael hi bat zugo, and the Knesset and Bnei Yisrael are its pair. This is quoting also the Medrash beginning of Ayikra, where the Shabbos complains to Hashem every day. Sunday as Monday, Tuesday as Wednesday, Thursday as Friday. What about me? And Hashem says, don't worry, there'll be Osik Batorah on your day, the connection between Shabbos and Am Yisrael. Vehine, Shnemar Vesa Aretz. Vehine, but then he gets to, that's the 7 days. He, Shmini, Atzeresi. This connection is, Api Kabbalah talking now, when you have the seventh combining with Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is the eighth unit that is being discussed. They are the Shmini. Shmini is always Lamala Min HaTeva, as we'll see soon. Kisham Ne'atzar HaKol, Vitziva b'chag ha-matzos shiva yamin b'kedusha l'freim l'achareihem, ki kulam kedoshim. And then how he compares it, just like we have Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, we also have Pesach and Shavuos. Shavuos also called Atzeres by Chazal. He says, you have the 7 days, u'betocham Hashem, u'manam imenu tisha v'arboam yom shiva shavuos ki me'olam, v'kadesh yom shmini k'shmini sholchag. Here's the key line, v'hayamim asvurim b'intayim, Kecholo shel moed bein harishon vashmini b'chag. We're focusing on Shmini Atzeres, the last day of Sukkot. The Ramban makes the connection between Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos as if it's the last day of Pesach, and all the days of Svira are considered a chol hamoed between Pesach and Shavuos. V'hu, and by that last day is Yom Matan Torah sheherem bo'as eish hagdolah v'dvarav shamu mitocha eish. And that last day is Shavuos, which is parallel to what we're talking about, Shmini Atzeres, which is the chag of Kabbalah HaTorah. So it's something we also have to talk about probably tomorrow more, the connection between Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres, but that's an important Ramban right here on our Pasuk relating Shmini Atzeres to the Chag of Shavuos, which is also called Atzeres by Chazal. If you look in the Nesiv HaShalom, in the second Chelek of the Ma'amarim, he discusses also the message of Shmini Atzeres, and he says, Imkin Sarach Bir, Lama Nikra Yom HaShmini, Lama B'chol Makom, Maskir Mark Shalosh Regalim V'lo Dalin. You always say the Shalosh Regalim. You don't say the four Regalim. Shmi is connected. V'chein Yish Levayer, Madu Lo Nechta B'tor Tam HaYontev Shal Shmini Atzeres, Kemo B'shag Yom Tovim. Why isn't the reason for Shmini Atzeres given? You know the reason for Pesach, it says, Kadosh Hefetuch Hasadim Mitzrayim. You know the reason for Shavuos? Because, well, it doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah, but we know it's Maimon Har Sinai. We know the reason for, or the Torah at least says you want Bikurim. Right, at least it's the day to bring Bikurim. It also has Simcha. Sukkot, L'man Yidu D'Rasechem, Kiva Sukkos HaShafti. Shmini Atzeres? Nothing in the Torah Shebichsav. So what kind of day is it about? So, the Yesh Lomar says the Nesiv HaShalom beautifully. Bechol zeh, hinei dargaso shel chag HaKadosh hazeh, shu bechina shmini hamarami shu lamala mizayin yimei abinyin. Like the Ramban was just referring to. Eight always symbolizes lamala min ateva. Seven are the days of the week, and eight is lamala min ateva. Seven symbolizes the colors of the rainbow, right? Everything in the physical world, every point in the physical world has six directions, plus, right, if we shake the lulav, it's six different directions, plus the midpoint, which is the anchor point that holds everything together. That's seven. There's always seven. Everything in the physical world is seven. Shekolo and Yonim Sheishlam Shaychus L'Teva Nechlolim B'Shiva Simei Abinyin. Shmini is L'mala Min HaTeva. Like it's Vayi Bayom HaShmini. Once they built the Beis HaMikdash, which achieved the Mishkan, ultimately the Beis HaMikdash, which achieved a Hashras HaShchina, that was the Bechina of L'mala Min HaTeva. That's why Bris Mila Bayom HaShmini Yimo Basar Arlaso, because that's when we could gain the spiritual realm. He says, if you think about it, you have the Chagim, Pesach, Sukkot, Hein Zayin Yomim, Shem O Betocha Olam. Pesach is a wonderful Yantif. And Sukkot, but those are Betocha Olam. Hari Shmini Atzeres, Ubechinas Lamala Mea Olam. Uboat Sarach Ishiudi Lehisnaer Mikolin Yoni Olam Azeh. Ulevat Lazasmo Kalil Hashem Yisparach. We totally are up to Hashem, connected to Hashem. That's why, he doesn't add this, but I'll add it. That's why there's no physical manifestation of any mitzvah, unlike every other day. Even Shavuos has a focus of learning, or even Bikurim is what the Torah connects it to. Shmini Atzeres has nothing physical, because Shmini Atzeres is Lamala Min HaTeva. Umivaki kala yom matom yishlam shaychos lezeh ha'olam. Ava Shmini Atzeres ein lo shaychos lezeh ha'olam. Shumru mazal gula ha'asida. Kashi yatikin ha'gamer lasid lavo. Like we say, it's going to be Shmini Atzeres is a symbolic of future times. He says it's a process from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and he continues. V'gimel chagim uzmanim heim b'china Shmini. And he continues and has a beautiful piece relating to all of the holidays. But that is Shmini Atzeres. There's something unique about it. What it lacks, what it doesn't have, is because it has so much. And again, many parallels between Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres. One final point relating to the hashkafa behind here, before we get to other halachic issues. Rav Moshe has a drasha, and the drasha is printed in the Drash Moshe, the last piece in Pinchas. Maybe we'll use this in Parshas year this year. It was a drasha that he gave on Shmini Atzeres in 1941, Tavshin Aleph, where he quotes the Medrash that Rashi quotes, that we are connected to the one power, which is today's mitzvah, the Musaf. Umasha Su'uta Katana, She'ehena Mimchad Atzeres Usamach Lachag, Velo Kishvuis, Shugamkin Atzeres Lepesach, Shumeptes Yom Achara Pesach. Ask Moshe, if the Ramban is right that there's a parallel between Pesach and Shvuis, and Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, so why do we have such a big break when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, to Sukkot, I'm sorry, to Pesach and Shvuis, and Shmini Atzeres is right after Sukkot. V'hanochol ani es daiti. The Ratzon Hashem Ayal Livro HaOlam Bofan Sheitzarech Echal L'Chaveiro Dafka. Hashem created the world that we need each other. Nobody can live alone. Something breaks, you know how to fix it. If I have food, I can give it to you, but you can give me something else. You can help heal me. Hashem created the world that we need each other. Shebemakam Echad Yedavar Zeh, Bemakam Acher Davar Zeh. And not everything grows in one place. V'chein Yesh Echad Ein B'mitziyaz Sheyuchal Lichyos Ba'atzmo. Ki Kama Yigiyos Malachos Tzorech L'Lechem U'Lebeged U'Lakelim. Food, right? There are clothing stores, there are food stores, there are electronic stores. U'mochrechu, and you need them. U'memelu Muvan, and therefore it's obvious that there has to be Shalom, being Kaladam, being Kalamadinos. U'belo Zehu Churban Ha'olam, and without it, it's a Churban. And that is why we bring Karbanos on behalf of every single nation, to symbolize that we're B'Shalom with them, and hopefully they'll be B'Shalom with us. That's the 7 days of Sukkot, and they can connect it to what we just said. That's the world. That's the Olam Hazeh. But avalach ora hayatzara kol adam afarasha biyosha lahavin shetzarach liyoshalom ba'olam. Everybody has to understand this concept. Shebeloze hu churban lo yegam lo mashetzarach, and he won't even have what he needs. But we have to realize that this world is not the goal, is not the ultimate of what the focus is. Yes, we need the other nations, we have to be b'shalom with them. But then after that, Shmini Atzeres and the Par Echad. V'atam, mishum shekiva sheini yodea sheim chai hevel, v'en lo shum davar yosem e chai hevel shalom azeh, because they don't know, l'chein, they stay in their state. But we have one day just to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a su'uta katana shel Atzeres, shenem yachtem rak l'Hashem yizbarach, and that is megala, that all the shalom, yes, that's all the means. The end game is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a private way. That's the Par Echad, and that's Shmini Atzeres coming on the heels right after Sukkot, where the emphasis and the focus is being shalom with the whole world. Then maybe you can say that's also the Sukkah, we're going outside to be involved. But then we have Shmini Atzeres, which is unique in its spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's general Shmini Atzeres. Let's get to the other half of this mitzvah. Today's mitzvah is the Karban Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. So we just spoke about Shmini Atzeres a little more. Now let's get to Karban Musaf. Something that I alluded to a couple of mitzvahs ago, but I never got to. And that is, Karban Musaf, we know, is one of the special tefillahs that we say, Shabbos Yontif. What about women? Are women obligated to daven Musaf? Women, in general, what do they have to daven? So, the Rambam quotes that Mida Araisa, the Zmanim of tefillah are not daraisa, and most poskim say that tefillah is not, even if it is, let's say, a zman grama, women are obligated because rachamininu, they have to daven, like the Gemara said in Mesechas Brachas. What do women have to daven? So the Rambam says that the structure of shevach bakasha and hoda'ah is what is daraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, many poskim agree, that they have to daven shachris and mincha. They were never makabel. Ma'ariv kibbol ha'kachov will only apply to the men, not to the women. So shachris and mincha. There is a Magen Avram, a much talked about Magen Avram, who says that the bakasha achas samach lahashkama. They say moda'ani in the morning and a couple of little words. That is enough. So again, most do not rely on that. Where's the shevach bakasha hoda in moda'ani? But depending on what the woman has time for in terms of her family. But generally, we assume, many assume, shachris and mincha is obligatory upon women. What about musaf? So, it starts with a tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's also a tshuva of the Besamim Rosh. The Besamim Rosh was a tshuva sefer which was attributed to the Rosh for 600 years. In the 1800s, in the 1700s, it was proven to be false. That it was just a new a new, well, they thought it was around for 600 years, but really it wasn't. Really it was a 1700s creation. But in the Besar Memrosh, but not only in the Besar Memrosh, but Kiv Eker quotes the Besar Memrosh and agrees with it in Simon Tess. He quotes, women are pturos from Musaf. Why? Why would they be pturos from Musaf? Kivan de nashim lo hayu shoklos, ein lam chelech b'karbonet sibur. Because they're not obligated, and they don't give it the machzis a shekel, so that's why they don't have to have a musaf, they don't have a chelik in the carbon seaboard. That is Chuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger, Simon Tess. Many achronim after Rebbe Kiva Eger take issue with Rebbe Kiva Eger. First of all, they ask, and Rebbe Kiva Eger knows this, you know there has to be an answer to this question. So, what, anybody who doesn't give machzis a shekel is going to be pater from musaf, ought to ask the Be'er Yitzchak, Rebbe Yitzchak Elchanan. Atu Kohanim v'Leviim v'Ktanim p'chusim ben Esrim yifteru mi Musaf? What, Kohanim and Leviim also don't give Shkalim? What, they don't have to have a Musaf? No, what do you mean? I don't understand that. Right, so this and other questions make Achronim, the Be'er Yitzchak says, there's no connection. Women have to daven musaf. You want to say they have a different reason? Fine. But the reason is not because they're pater from machzor shekel. The Amudei Or, also one of the achronim of the 1800s, of Yechiel Heller, says that women get kapara of the carbon seabor, even if they're pater from giving the shkolim. But they get kapara. The alagam shanashim loa yishoklos b'kol makom miskapim hayugam b'chol karban seabor kima parashol kohen gadol shabam yishalo b'kol makom echad hakohanim miskaprim. Bo, but davar zeh levachu nachon misvara shari kama kaparas are yitulim b'karbon hatzibur. Ata nomar denashim lo miskapro klau. So that's why there's a big question on Rebbe Kiva Eker. The shaila is there a defense? Whatever we do al chamais, is there a defense? How can you be machalik between kohanim and levim and less than 20-year-old men and women? What's the difference? Says the stipler, the Kiles Yaakov in Zvachim in Simon Dalid, says the stipler, maybe there are two issues in every karbon hatzibur. There's a chiyuv to bring it, and who's nechlau in the effect of the carbon? They're both part of mishkalim. Dinira, the mitzvah zakravas karbanas atzibur mitzvah shkalim trei in yanim heim. The actual carbon and shkalim are two in yanim. The chiyav akravas karbanas atzibur ram yakol atzibur shkalim gam kohanim leviim. The chiyav to bring the carbon atzibur is on everybody, even the kohanim and leviim. Lu Yitzuyer, if you would have a case where the machzis shekel wouldn't be enough, let's say the carbon seabor would cost $5 trillion, right? So you wouldn't have enough with the shkolim, then if you're not, the Kohen Levi would have to participate, not b'toras chiyiv shkolim, but b'toras making sure the carbon is brought. So that they're in. Masheke, women aren't even included in that chiyiv, making sure it is brought, and that's why Kohen Levi are included in it. B'toras chiyuv, it just usually doesn't come up that they're ever going to have to do it because their chiyuv is kind of like to be mashlim if there's anything left. But women don't have a chiyuv at all, they're totally mufka, and that's why they wouldn't have to be mechoyiv. He just says this to explain the tshuva of Rebbe Kiva Eger. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this machlokas in Simen Kuvav, he quotes, B'tfilas Musafin, he quotes the machlokas, the tzlach, the Nodabi Yehuda in Brachas, on Dav Chavav, in the beginning of the fourth parak, he quotes that they should. They are obligated, after all. Even if you want to say they're not obligated usually in others, man grama tfilis, that's because you say vitzivanu. But here there's no vitzivanu. He says, they're not obligated, but can they? Laniras daiti harashus biyadam. Lomi boy, not only according to the Ramah, Udi Ime, who always say they can do Zman Gramas, even the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Mikamakam, Rilin Yazdati, Shemota Machab, Shechom, was Palatilas Musaf here. Why? Sheikh Yomer, Vitzivanu is the usual problem. Varilon Itztavu, Vizeshachma Birchas Amitzvos, Aval Bitzfilo, Amrin Vitzivanu, El Shabirchas Atfila, Him Etzem, Hamitzvah Atzma. Therefore, it says that Slach, they can if they would like, they're Peturos, but they can if they would like. The Shevet Alevi also discusses this in Chelik Dalet Siman Yud Beis, that he also is not considered a tefilas nedava. If they do it, they're really in the parsha of Musaf if they would like to. Okay, it's a big issue of nashim in tefilas nedava. A couple of other issues regarding a carbon musaf, which is today's mitzvah. Important halacha that not everybody's aware of, but lamaisa doesn't really come up so much. What happens if somebody's davening? Sometimes it happens on Yontif, on Shabbos sometimes in the winter. If somebody's davening at a minyan, let's say you started late and there was a simcha, by the time you get to Musaf, it's already the zman for mincha. It can happen sometimes in the winter when Mincha Gdol is at 12:30. So what's the halacha? You have Mincha is now, and Musaf is now. Which do you daven first? So the Gemara in Brachas talks about it, but says the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei Vav, if one is davening biyachidus by themselves, it could be that they should daven Mincha first. That is the Shulchan Aruch. If you did Musaf first, you would Yotze, but that is day number one. The Yeshomer says the Shulchan Aruch, then Dafka Shitzorach Atal is Palestine. That's only if you're planning to daven both right now. But if you're only davening one now, you're davening Mincha later, so then you would not daven Mincha first, because you're going to daven Mincha later. But where does this come up? Simchas Torah. Many times Simchas Torah, there's a break, people make Kiddush, they're davening Musaf and Mincha, one right after another, at 2 o'clock. So the question is, what do you do then? So then, even according to both opinions of the Shulchan Aruch, you should daven Mincha first. And nobody does that. Nobody davens Mincha first. Why? Because of the next day in the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh mishahora shein osin kein betzibur. V'haktan tfilas mincha l'tfilas mosef. Betzibur, you never do this. Why? Kedei shelo yitu. It's going to be too confusing. People are going to say mincha and then mosef. What's going on here? B'yechid is fine. But betzibur, if one is davening mosef and mincha together, in a chinami, the Shulchan Aruch says, one should still daven mosef first so that there is no ta'uyos amongst the Am. Rav Moshe also says this. He has a tshuva in Arachayim, Chelek Dalet, Simin Samaches. He discusses also what you were supposed to do first. And he also discusses an interesting question. What if somebody walks into shul late and the tzibur's up to Musaf? So he could daven Shachris now with them. He could daven Musaf with them. What should he do to get tefillah b'tzibur? So the poskim say, Rav Moshe writes here, he should daven Shachris. Even though he's not going to get to daven Musaf with a minyan, it doesn't matter. Shachris before Musaf. That's the din of the karban, Talmid Shel Shachar. That's what one has to do. That's Rav Moshe in this tshuva. By the way, if one forgets Musaf, there's no way to make up Musaf. There's no tashlumin doesn't work for Musaf in either direction. You can't make up Shachris with a double Musaf. The double Shachris is only made up in Mincha. And Musaf cannot be made up, period, either. Musaf is its own entity. It's not like Shachris, Mincha, or Meir. Just one final halacha. Also, an important halacha that not everybody is aware of, but it's in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Vav, also here in Hilchas Musaf. I'm sorry, in Reish Pei Vav, Sif Gimel, we know Me'ikar Hadin, the Chiv of Kiddush, kicks in after Shachris. Right, before davening, one's allowed to eat a little bit, whatever you're allowed to eat before davening. But what about after Shachris? One is allowed even to drink water. But is one allowed to make Kiddush? Let's say there's a break on certain Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, separate issue. Mutar l'tam kodem tefilas musafin. One is allowed to taste before Musaf, Tahainu achilas peiros, or afilu pasmuot, afilu te'ima, sheyesh ba kedei lisod alev. If one makes Kiddush, obviously, one is allowed to eat a little bit. Avos se'uda aser. One shouldn't have a sit-down washing meal before Musaf. Even though Me'ikar HaDin, one can't eat a mezonos, v'chulu, one should not have a major meal. That is a Shulchan Aruch. So again, a little snack, a little Kiddush is okay, but Seuda Aser says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pei Vav Sif Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next time with the last mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres and the last three mitzvahs of Parshas Emor coming up. We have done 60 mitzvos in Parshas Emor. Three more to go.